So I'd like to start off with just a little bit of background regarding community ecology, specifically with respect to priority effects and how they determine species assemblage patterns. Priority effects have been demonstrated within the carrion system, which is my study system. However, their mechanisms have yet to be scientifically tested. Priority effect theory states that earlier species can act to influence the assembly patterns of later successional species. So the earlier species can exhibit a positive effect on the later successional species, where in this case they would act to facilitate or increase the colonization potential of the later successional species. The earlier species can also act through negative effects, where the earlier species would act to either inhibit or decrease the colonization potential of the later successional species. So this brings me to my research objectives, which are to determine the mechanism of assembly within the blowfly family, specifically with respect to neutral and non-neutral mechanisms, with my non-neutral mechanisms including the positive and negative priority effects. So this brings me to my study species, which are Formia regina. It's a black bottle fly. It is sarcosaprophytic, meaning that it feeds on muscle and soft tissue, and it is an earlier colonizer of remains. Lucilia sericata, on the other hand, is a green bottle fly. It is also sarcosaprophytic, which means that it is within the same trophic guild, and it is also an earlier colonizer of remains. My experimental design consists of 5 different treatment colonies, where I take freshly emerged adults, separate them out, and put them into treatment cages where they are then fed liver until the females are fully gravid, at which point a stillborn fetal piglet is then placed into the treatment colony for the colonization period. So my first 2 treatments consist of each species colonizing on its own within the first 24 hours post-mortem window. My next 2 treatments consist of varying the arrival order of each species. So in the one treatment, I have sericata being allowed to colonize first within the first 24-hour window, followed by regina in the 24 to 48-hour window period. I then allow, in the next treatment, I allow regina to colonize within the first 24 hours, followed by sericata. And in the last treatment, I allow both species to colonize within the first 24-hour window at the same time. So my hypotheses with respect to my specific treatment conditions, I have my null hypothesis being the neutral or random mechanism of assembly, with my alternative hypothesis being the non-neutral mechanisms. So with respect to the a priori negative effect, if sericata is exhibiting a negative effect on the colonization potential of regina, then what I would expect to see is in the conditions where regina colonizes second, or in the presence of sericata, I would expect to see decreased or no colonization in these treatment conditions. However, if sericata is exhibiting a positive priori effect, I would expect that in the conditions where regina is colonizing on its own, or when it's colonizing before sericata, that it would have a decreased ability to colonize. However, if it is following with the null hypothesis or random mechanism of assembly, then I would expect to see both species being able to colonize across all treatments. So my results with respect to determining the mechanism of assembly within the blowfly family, I measured the time to the first oviposition event. I then did a one-way ANOVA and a mean separation using a student t-test. So here we have the effect of arrival order on the time to the first oviposition for both species, with the time since arrival of the oviposition event on the y-axis and the species on the x-axis, with each bar representing the mean time to oviposition plus or minus the standard error bars. The purple indicates an order of 0, which means that both species are allowed to colonize at the same time. The peach indicates when the species was allowed to colonize first, and the blue indicates when the species was allowed to colonize second. So if we take a look at the effect of arrival order on Formia regina, what we see is that there is a significant effect of arrival order on the oviposition time. It takes significantly longer for this species to oviposit when it is on its own, and significantly less time to oviposit when it's in the presence or when it follows the colonization of sericata, with it being able to oviposit within 2 hours of its introduction into the system. However, with respect to sericata, there's no significant effect of arrival order, with sericata being able to oviposit within 1 hour of its introduction into the system. With respect to the oviposition events, I examine the oviposition events with respect to location and time of egg deposition, and also with respect to the type of mass, whether it was mass or single egg deposition. I then scored the site locations according to what is known about blowfly overpositioning behavior in the literature, with one being a score of the most desirable location, which corresponds to the natural orifices, such as the mouth, nostril, and eye, then following down to the least desirable sites, which corresponds to a score of 8. So if we look at the predicted distributions, if they were exhibiting no preference, then I would expect them to, when you're looking at the frequency of overposition versus score, I would expect to see that there would be no preference among the overposition locations. However, if they are exhibiting the behavior that is predicted by the literature, then I would expect to see a higher frequency of overposition in the most desirable locations, then followed by a significant decrease in the rest of the locations throughout the body. And if we take a look at the arrival order and the distribution patterns with respect to Formia regina, what I would like to point out is that when regina is allowed to colonize first, it is following a distribution pattern that is significantly different from both the predicted random and exponential distributions, where it seems to exhibit a preference of overpositioning, if you look at the pink line here, of a score of 7 and 8, which corresponds to the locations between the arms and legs and to the rest of the body. So these are not the most desirable locations according to the literature. And when regina is allowed to colonize second, it's following a random distribution. However, what I'd like to point out here is that this high percentage versus when you look at the first versus the second, so the pink line versus the blue line, when regina is allowed to colonize second, it seems to oviposit less in the regions between the arms and legs and starts to exhibit a preference which corresponds to a score of 3, which is the head region. And this also corresponds to the sites that are close to the colonization sites of Saracatta. So Saracatta is ovipositing within the head region. And so when they follow second, they seem to be following the oviposition locations of Saracatta. If we take a look at the effect of arrival order on Saracatta, in both situations they are ovipositing in a random distribution. What I'd like to point out here is that in both cases, whether Saracatta is first or second, in more than 75% of the trials they are ovipositing in the most desirable locations. And if you note here that they are also ovipositing with a high percentage in the least desirable locations, but what I'd like to point out here is that these correspond to secondary colonization events, with Saracatta ovipositing in the most desirable locations during the first few hours of their introduction into the system. And then they undergo a period of inactivity. And after this period of inactivity, they undergo a period of reactivity and recolonization, at which point they are then colonizing in the least desirable locations. However, if we look at the treatments where they are allowed to colonize at the same time, they're also following a random distribution pattern. And what I'd like to point out here is that in more than 60% of the trials that they are colonizing all of the potential location and overposition sites. So they're acting in unison to colonize all potential locations. So in conclusion, both species have the ability to colonize within the first 24 hours, which indicates the dominant mechanism of assembly between these two species is random. However, if you take a look on a smaller temporal scale with a time to the first oviposition event, Saracatta, there's no effect of arrival order with it being able to oviposit roughly after an hour of its introduction. However, with regina, it depends on its arrival order, with it taking significantly longer to colonize on its own versus when it's allowed to colonize either after or in the presence of Saracatta, which indicates that there is a positive a priori effect of Saracatta on regina, with Saracatta acting as a facilitator species to increase the colonization potential of regina. With respect to oviposition site, there's no effect of arrival order on Saracatta. They exhibit the same distribution pattern regardless. However, with regina, they are exhibiting some behavioral modifications of their oviposition site preferences. And this can be a mechanism to allow for coexistence through spatial resource partitioning. And how does this relate to forensic entomology, where you use the successional waves of insects to determine your postmortem interval or your minimum time of colonization, where you look at the arrival and colonization sequences of various insect types? And it's the current assumption in the field is that regina experiences a 24-hour delay in colonization, which is clearly not the case. And it is up to the forensic entomologist whether or not they want to incorporate this assumption into their estimation for their PMI, which is not the case. They can colonize within the first 24 hours. However, their timed colonization can be affected by the various species that are present within the system. So we really need to understand the mechanisms that underlie and determine these patterns. So I'd just like to thank my lab, especially Jessica and Leslie, who gave me oodles of coffee and assistance during this experiment, and various funding sources. So thank you. So I'll entertain any questions. I'm not exactly sure why. I will be able to quantify it, but from the observations, they will wait on the side of the cage rather than oviposit during the first couple hours. And it seems that they need some sort of threshold level to be reached of so many females like visiting a site, and they're possibly leaving a pheromone cue. And so once enough females visit that site, you'll get that first oviposition event, which takes a little bit of time. Whereas if another species is already present and you have an aggressive species like Sericata that just oviposits as soon as they get there, that threshold level is already reached and they oviposit much more quickly. And as to why, from some previous experiments, what I found is that the survival rate of Regina when it is on its own is not as high as when it is in the presence of other species as well, which is another portion of the research which I'll be addressing later.
We're going to have to move on to the next